I wanted to tell her. First I want him to know. Because what's the purpose of saying it in Hebrew if he doesn't know what it means?
So that's the shot. So the answer is, the Hebrew is totally superfluous. All he has to say is in English, he should know what he's saying, she should know what he's saying, and that's sufficient. Why we add on the Hebrew is just to, it's more effective, it's more impressive.
And the
way
that
you
know,
to come
to the rabbi, I think, to himself.
Why is the
Indian?
Why did you have to say anything?
I don't have anything. Anything, but... Let me go forget. Yeah, it's just my saying. Anyway, but nevertheless, he does say it. So he said that in English is fine.
I'm a
gloom, as I said. Yes. If it isn't.
Today,
the other hand, that's what he says later. There's no din that he has to know the Hebrew word for word. It's more effective. You see, you'll be surprised the way we leave out, for example, Yiddish names, Hebrew names, because it's Hashem Shanishtaka. How they react, they. Hebrew now, how can you do it without Hebrew?
What did the Rav do? So this is interesting to me now. Yeah. I'm looking back on it. I didn't know what the Rav did. What happened when we had this guy over here? He was a Sephardi Israeli, whatever he was.
And
she was an American.
Yeah.
And we did the get in Hebrew.
He
said, Hareza Gite. Yeah. He translated it to English.
For her sake.
Did he do it or not? I don't remember.
He did. Yeah. He did translate it. And if he didn't, then I told her before, this is what he's going to say.
That shouldn't really make a difference.
That's what he pointed out.
That because remember in that case, he said it in Hebrew, and he knew what he was saying, Bishaflin said. And she didn't understand. When the Rav is telling him what to say in English, she understood from what the Rav said, what was happening to
him again. Certainly. That is a clear understanding on her part, what he is saying.
She slept in here.
The question.
That's the mice again. They can think that something's coming up next.
Explained it very clearly. As a matter of fact, right in the beginning, I tell him, Kitsa Nimrod, what I told her the man. So I had a document here, handed it over to her in the presence of two witnesses, makes a statement. To this effect, and that's it. I start out with that. So she knows already what the whole thing is going to be. Both he and she, understand.
It says over here, how much does she have to understand herself before?
That's all. She doesn't know what he says. That's all. You should only not mistake that. This is a different kind of a piece of paper. She has to know this is a gift. B'med v'ra m'amurim de m'chabe a'zan v'shalo hoi medaba ima aliski gito. Avolim hoi medaba ima aliski gito. V'not la ged v'nosim v'yodo v'lo yom ha'klum. That is a gift. Nevertheless, it is a gift. That's it. She knows what it is. That's how they were talking about it. He's going to write a get and give it to her. That will separate them. So even if he doesn't say it, when he does hand it over.
Today, as I said before, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
But we're talking about, like in the case with the Kedushin and the bushes and the whole story. So the Stam, it could be a dry run. They're practicing. They're coming to visit the cipher and they're playing at least. They're writing and whatever. However it could come back. Or the get was written already, and he's getting around to giving it. So, this midaber imo al yiskei gito, what does it entail?
They come to the ladder for the purpose of a get, and she hears the way he orders that a cipher to write it, the witnesses sign it.
That's today, but let's say he has to get in his pocket. He hasn't gotten around to giving it to her.
And if he doesn't,
he wants to go out. He goes out into a park, and his two friends are there, and he hands it over. This is the kind of Shiloh like you had with the...
He had to say to her, she should know that this is a gift.
But he doesn't say, it's merely Iska Gita.
I'm giving... Now we're going to write a gift, and this is what I'm going to give you, and this is the way that will separate us. They're talking about a gift. That's it.
So when they come to the rabbi, right? And now this is already like with that
bear. He might have been gita.
So he doesn't have to say anything when they come to the rab. I mean,
the evidence would be effective. But lachat chile, we do all the every step. The aran of you not. That isn't necessary at all. I mean, this the minhagim, setting.
So we're talking when he has the get already.
The chatzitza business. That's so. It's so strange. You tell her to remove the rings. Yeah. And sometimes she can't, you know. Hello. What if there is a chatzitza? What did I in your chatzitza? Said when I was in the yodoh. But it's not a mikveh. You're not allowed to have chatzitza. Why, the thing is, if she's proud of what she has, and she is, but why does she put them to not consider the chatzitza?
But it's her wedding ring.
And if a little piece is there, it doesn't touch her hand, but the entire hand, it does.
No, but it's a wedding ring.
It's a chumra ba'am. We don't know it. She'll be telling her to remove. But sometimes, not she moves, sometimes she can. It's so attached, she never removes her ring.
It's not my wedding ring.
And effect the bandages? If there are bandages, I see it. I ask it. If you remove it, does it affect too much? And here's the fellow, but it depends what kind of the bandages. If it's, let's say, what do you call it, a little bandage, a band-aid. So you remove the bandage for a minute and then put back again. If it's like a real bandage, then...
This is a chaser.
To make it more impressive.
She's wearing a glove. And she
a glove is another guy. Then if she's masked for darkened glove, she doesn't want to take it with her hand.
Why?
It's she not shyly, but maybe she doesn't want to get all together. All right, but do you have it?
Put the glove on.
The shot in the motion, for example, you bench sukkahs, you bench with your gloves on.
It's not formal to have it in hand.
On the contrary, it emphasizes the chashivus is dafke to have the gloves on. If it's mitam chashivus, then it's not a chatzitza. The kabbalah has a meaning. Otherwise, it's a chatzitza.
There's no problem with rings for alpha minim.
Huh?
If a woman's wearing a ring, there's no problem about wearing a ring to bench in the love and ashram. If you bench the love and ashram.
Bench the room, that's so.
You just don't wear the ring.
Yeah, but why can't they take off the ground?
No, wait, see, ring. No.
A ring. We never tell the woman to remove the ring.
Before
you hold it. And as a matter of fact, today we have a lot of men who wear rings. Right. I never wear a ring if I don't like one. All right. Not a question. Okay. Gimel. Kashayit la get yemelo areyat no gereshes memene beget ze. Umateres lechol adon. See the mechaber, repeat it. Oy, hareyat mishulachas memene. He doesn't have to use the same language. They use a different language. It's wrong the meaning. Vim shuluchene nishone lo, anoshne lo, oyme hareyat no gereshes mepleine beget ze. Hareyat materes lechol adon. Nah, they
the lesson that the
Rabbi's
name is divorce. What
do
you say?
Yeah, be that divorce from me.
What does divorce mean?
Divorce?
Yes.
Divorce
from
him. The virgin is self description. Divorce means the cancellation of their marriage. That's what divorce means. Cancellation of the marriage.
That's a
null. A null to something else. I don't mean cancellation in the sense of
the meaning of the Torah. The Gureshes is different, rather. The Gureshes means sent away.
Yeah. All right.
So why are we? I'm not saying to I don't have to teach him what we have a Gideh mean and how the Gureshes mean. I have to teach him that to say it in English. So I'm questioning whether the English variation of divorce is sufficient.
It is sufficient. The important thing that Machaber wants to emphasize here is that he sends her, she doesn't send him. He doesn't send himself away from her. He sends her away, but he doesn't send himself away from her. That's not valid. This is what the Machaber goes on to say. The normal law, if he said, Eina Yisheh, that's it. I'm not your husband anymore. And the Bale is Yesh Mishay Mishay Neget Afilu Hoy Medabe Imalez Kegito. Why? Because it says the Shilcha, Shilcha Mebeisa, the Leshi Shalach Es Atzmoy. He sends her away, but he doesn't send himself away. Yesh Mishay 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 Medabe Imalez Kegito have a suffix Mekorech. The Shmuel is against it. Shmuel holds it's not a get at all. In other words, if he wouldn't say anything, and then he would give it a get, Madaba Leski Gita would be valid. But once he says, I'm not your husband anymore, he sends himself away, it cancelled the entire discussion about Gita. All right, Rabbi Shmuel Hall says it cancelled. Sabbath Sabbath Misupi. Chroinama Misupi about it. But that's it. He sends her away, not the other way. That's why the women's lip is so angry. Why the husband sends her away. And that's why you have a woman who with the man, why does he send me? I want to send him away.
Well, in the common parlance, it would say she divorces him or he divorces her. We don't have such a...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. In civil law, it depends who initiates the divorce. And most of the time she's the one. They talk to themselves. It's nicer for the woman that she should be the one to initiate it. But in Jewish law, he is the one who sends her away. It's a one-way street. All right, like Akashi. Same goes for Kedushin, same goes for Hare Atma Kadesha Sli. Not the other way around.
But
Kiddush, if you say Hare Ani Balek, it's not good.
Hare Ani Balek.
I think it would be good, yeah. Hare Ani Balek, that's all right. A different question instead of Hare Atma Kadesh. Say Hare Ani Balek. Oh, you are my wife with it. Whichever way is all right. In Kiddush. But in Gittin, he has to send her, not the other way. Okay. Omar lo hare atli atzmeh sashayle nigimore. Then, hare to get, it's also good. Because as long as she's married, she doesn't have to, she's not totally independent. She's dependent upon her husband. Avala memela harayat baschoirin lo yama klum. She's not enslaved to him, she's not his slave, she's his wife. Baschoirin means to counteract slavery, but not counteract marriage. So that she is not a liberator is Jewish. It has to be understood that it is a gift. Avala in the son of liberator is Shushtachoi. He sends her, this is a check, ain't a migration, and she's not divorced. As we said before, while she still holds it, he should say to her as a giver, or she yodia came to Adam b'tchilo, that he's going to give it to her, but and he's going to tell her, my say it's a check, but this is a gift. And then the must have a vacha pay the isha, she has to know that this is a gift. In other words, to counteract his statement that it is a check or whatever, a letter from a parent.
So some
women
don't know how to read.
Huh?
Suppose she doesn't know how to read.
She doesn't have to know what to read. But if the Aiden tell her, now he doesn't have to tell her, even if he told her to Shtachoy. But as long as she has in her hands, either he or the Aiden tell her this is a gift, it's valid. Valid. Now we have a shailin. Yesh acher beyir, sheshmoy kishmoy, v'shem mishtoy kishem mishtoy. That's a problem. That's a Mishnah Bevasa. Mishnah says if there are 2 years of Ben Shimon in the city, how would you know who divorces whom? Maybe it's the other years of Ben Shimon who divorces him. Huh? Well, the Mishnah doesn't mention because they didn't have family names. So the mission says they should divorce Zebifnei Zeh. In other words, they should be, the other couple should also be present. So the Edom is Sira, everyone will know it's not that Yosef Ben Shimon, but it's this Yosef.
But the grandfather Yosef Ben Shimon can also put the grandfather's name.
That the Gemara says, oh, the mission also says, if that is not possible, then Yishaleshu. Meaning putting the grandfather's
name.
And if they have the grandfather's name also the same, they put a simen. Kohen, lady. Or simen, the bila doesn't mean kohen lady. Simen means, they call him Miraza, or the tall one. The 2 years have been shimen. They have to identify. So one they call the tall one, the other one they call the short one. All right. As long as you write them the tall one or the short one. And that's a simen now. Or if not a simen, they could write coin later. Now we are minute is always to write coin. If it's definite.
What about today in New York? So many colors. I mean,
yeah.
His name is Colin.
You yeah.
have the same name as his father. They're talking about 40 colors.
Right.
Same first name.
So today, there are so many Yosef Ben Shimons, Yosef Ben Shimons. Now, we don't put the second name anywhere, unless he's a Kohen. But we have a lot of Yosef Ben Shimons. How can you get all the Yosef Ben Shimons together?
And how do you even know if you get another one? You don't even know.
You don't need, but in a large city like we have, the likelihood is, they claim that before the war, in Varshiv, and someone called out, Ichimaya, all the windows opened up and everyone stepped out and everyone responded because they were there at this, what they called their Rebbe, the Gerer Rebbe, Ichimaya. So after he passed away, they named their children out of respect, Ichimaya. So many Ichimaya, to this very day among the Polish, among the Gerer, Hasidic, you have a lot of Ichimayas. Now if you have a lot of Ichimayas, the likelihood is that you are bound to get some of them with their father's name. So, either they should be present, or they should write their grandfather's name, or sometimes that people don't even know their grandfather's name. So sometimes after, and they don't write their family name. Some would indicate that it would be a good idea to write a family name sometimes. But there are clouds. What they do, they write a simon. The mission says they write a simon. They have a mindset there. One of them was a, the person who sent has a whole shiloh. One of them was a lama. What is a lama? He limped, he didn't walk straight with both feet, one foot on both feet. That the two sentences are going to shout it. They wrote Hapiseach, because Hapiseach, they didn't want to write a Chige, because Chige with a youth or without a youth. Then there was a shout at somewhere. And they kept the misread it without a youth. He said, some right chigim, a youth after the gimel. I don't know how to give you crazy. Where does the youth come there? I don't understand. However, but they had guns, shakar the tariff, and they ruled out a chigim. But with Pesach, they were afraid you'll read his Pesach, and that's what they had around their head, the happy Pesach. So that you shouldn't read his Pesach, you shouldn't think it's a part of his name. A happy sayer, they don't have to say
it.
Happy to say it. Say Samachet.
Say
Samachet. I don't know about what it shall be with you, without you. I can't say shackle the tariff there. Anyway, so this is it. They write with a sin. They write a sin. It says somewhere that you should not have, but you had it already. I believe they had it on it. There are more said the Kiddush. If a person, even though we write with the Kinuyim, a member of the Kinuyim, if he is ashamed of that Kinuyim, we should not mention that. Should not mention it. I told you, I know the man, as a student, and that name stuck, he was fat. I call him Fatchy. When he grew up, he wasn't so fat. I mean, they have other people also. But the name Fatchy stuck. They too have it. Everybody referred to him as Fatchy. No, but it's a shame that he's probably ashamed of it. He doesn't like it. He didn't say it, but all through the years.
Yeah. So the Maisa, what would the Rebbe do about this case that we're saying now? What would we do about the Zalman, the Mayor?
So if the Mayor, what we do, since we can't have them all in a large city, now, I'll tell you, here there's another machlok. The Mishnah mentions Jason and Shimon. But what about the wives? The wives also have to have the same name. The Mechaber mentions the wives also. Like Shem Mishter, because otherwise you can identify with Shem Mishter.
New York people, you don't know.
That's it. New York, you can. And what's it in those days? There were a phrase in those days, let's say her name is Sora, and one year she's been Shem, and his name is Achava. I'm going to give you an example. So we're afraid maybe they'll mistake him and he married another woman, especially in those days, and they were allowed to marry more than one wife. And do you see her? Even in our days, they claim, and someone who just ignores the Mechamed Abbeinu Geshem. I mean, there are people who, today, in civil court, they have a lot of people who are charged with bigamy. So, anyway, some claim that the name of the wife is identifies which Yosem and Shimon it is, especially if you have to rewrite the name of the wife and her father. I mean, to be choshish, maybe the other one also has a wife with this name, and her father should also be there. That's already going too far.
And also put the Makaria, the Makuna, and this also.
And that's another reason why. Good. That's it. That's another reason why we are Medagdi to write Alekinuyim. For this very reason, because of the two Yesim and Shimon, we should be able to identify which one it is. And then this is it.
But we don't do anything special, though. We don't call any Yitzchak. It's Ishmael, let's say.
Yeah,
if we happen to know another Ishmael.
Another Ishmael, but if he would be in the neighborhood, we would ask him. The Mishnah.
See, we all have in the Gerish people. We know a lot of
Ishmael. No, we're the Mishnah around. He
thought so you have an issue at the time when all the Ishmael are there. They should know which one.
And does it ever happen when I see it?
Never happened to me. The reason why we are Mekel is because of the Kinuyim, because of the wives' name, their father's name. So you have a lot of indications to prove which couple it is.
Does it help the fact that we know the addresses of the people?
Yeah, but it's not a Bezin, we're talking to get. See, the according to Pesach maintains that according to the mayor, the get has to be Muchach Metoicha, which one it is.
No.
All right, we pass the Bezin to the Blozer. Eidem Yisiratai, not Eidem Chassim. A Tosfos says that Abba Galtam, the whole Tosfos, is according to Tosfos, we should be Choshish, the Shittus Rabbi Meir, that your get should be Muchach Metoicha. If you have two Yosef Hashimah, it's not Muchach Metoicha. So, that's the whole idea, the whole Akhpoda is all because of that. So, others maintain that Allah is having not like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Lozer. And so we naturally, if we can do it the proper way, okay. If we can get the other Yosef Neshimim, the Tonach. And if not, we are Semech on the other Simon.
We're putting the Tzitzit Kriyot on, something like
that.
We're putting the Tzitzit Kriyot
on. Later, but they used to, not anymore. Okay. They used to be later. So the Gemara says they had later. And when I shied it, they got wrong information. What did he get his
valet? It takes marriage, I think.
Huh?
It takes a marriage. It takes a
marriage. You can have other simon, there are simon in here.
We wouldn't introduce the first date. We wouldn't do that as a
simon, would we? We would, one of the chuvis, but they didn't know the father's name. And he should be identified, he or she should be identified, some identification. You don't have the father's name, the chuvis has some identification. So there's a Tanakh and said we should put in the family's name. This would be an identification.
Who says this?
One of the Achreinim. One of the Achreinim. Yes, or some other Guru.
You've seen it inside? You've seen it in the dinner?
I didn't see it. No, I didn't look so many. But there is such a thing. Maybe if I had a question like that, I would have to look into it, whether I should use the family name or not.
But it's not outside the realm of possibility that people putting in the family name if necessary.
Family name if necessary, no, it's by Simon. If I have no other Simon, he doesn't know his father's name. Or let's say Agir. All right, Agir, all right, Ben Avraham Avinu, or to be right about Agir.
What was the reasoning for having Muchach Metoicha? Was it so that it shouldn't be, if it bothers the Chavun, the get that they couldn't? But we keep the get anyhow, we have another time.
Yeah, but nevertheless, the get itself has no din of get, like we say the names. Also, my question is showing what it is in the Natura to put in the names in the get. There's an opinion that you don't, but most of the Shoyim maintain it is Midaraisa. The names to put in the Megadish Midaraisa. Now, if this is Midaraisa, so maybe Taka Midaraisa, you should have which one, which Lugarish, if there are several by that name. So this is it. Muchach Metoicha, that's what they are now.
So the fact that we keep the get on top of people,
that's other reasons. Why we keep the get is other reasons.
But the fact that we do wouldn't lessen the fact that to make it less Muchach
Metoicha. The get itself has to be a get, a Chalais get. All right, so let's finish at least the seat. Vapili yotzi yot mitachas yad achas, enu mevereshes, ad shekoveraya shegirishu bifnei yo acher. Let's say one woman has the get, she claims she's divorced from her husband, but there's another woman whose husband has the same name. So how would you know? So she has to prove that the other woman was there, or the other couple was there at the time she was divorced from her husband.
Let's say the Rav had a guest.
Yeah.
And he remembers that a few weeks ago, a few months ago, a few years ago, he had the same exact name, and no kinuyim.
No kinuyim.
And you know that there was some such a person. I mean, you have hundreds of kids, so well, I'm sure if it happened in a lifetime that you'll have two, and you recognize Mamish Goliath, the same names.
The name of the people, the faces. Is it this Yezim and Shimon or another Yezim?
Well, don't we have to move from each other?
That's what we said. That's what we were talking
about. No, but the Rav said
what
nothing is being done about it. So I'm asking you.
No, we do. We do. That's why we use Kinuyim.
But it's
that's
another
why
Kinuyim.
Sometimes
there's no Kinuyim.
And Eretz Yisrael, they hardly have any Kinuyim. They said have one name. That's the name. What was their call? That's the name. That's why it's very easy to write a guy as far as names go. And Israel is very easy. When we have the Israelis here too, they only go by the now. But what about the father's name? We have to have the father. The name of the wife, the name of her father.
I'm saying that if you happen to know.
That's
you know there was a person who had this name, who was married to this person who had this name.
Yes, so what?
Because they're not married anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, but how do I know that this is the couple or the other couple? I mean, if they come, let's say the one wants to get married. Were you divorced? Yes. Where is the document? She lost it.
No, I'm saying let's say...
So they come to me. I get that very often. I should give them a document.
Yeah.
So I have to go back into the and files and get out the name. Last week, a rabbi called me up. No, all right. Yeah. So if I have it at that date, it's that name and that, and I have already to prove, I have already the names, the family names, because everything I've all the information.
I mean also that. I mean, that's the halacha that they have to be
up
front.
Yerushimas have to be there.
To be there.
You never really know that you're the exact same name. There's no kidding. The father's name is the same and everybody's name is the same.
No, we said Akhon is Akhumna because we don't pass it like Rabbeya. But the sheet is that we need Mechumetecha because it may hold that way. It's not Me'akib. It's not Me'akib.
It seems like he's sick, especially from the Ramon. It seems like he's just worried about someone using it for something that is not for another couple.
I want you to know, the Shaila here is only when I know the failures there are 2 years to mention. But as long as I don't know, I don't have to be cautious. Do I have to be chashish? A couple comes to me that there's another Yezim Shimim with their fathers are the same, their wives are the same, everything is the same.
Maybe suppose he gave a Megarashah and then she got married with another Yosef Ben Shimon. She had to get Yosef Ben Shimon.
That's one another reason why they don't hold back with them. I she could show the document. The two that Gerish and she can also show. I also suggest, I suggested to my colleague, picture member, picture would be the best
on
the two that they use these pictures. But I suggested that when a rabbi has a second marriage and he has to prove, he has to get the proof that she is divorced, he is divorced, take away that document. Negative. Because so I had once a case like this, the man claimed he's divorced and it shows proof that he is divorced. The Chet Chareg Yisrael was married twice and it was from the first wife. The document that he's divorced was from the first wife. He was still married to another woman without a guest. So you have to be careful not to allow the person who if he wants to get remarried, he shows a document. I usually ask him, though, if you remember, I ask him even when I come to a guest, were you married once or twice for this reason? I give him a two day gerishin, he remarries, and he has another woman there that he
has to ascertain what the truth is.
You can. We can't. I can't prove it. It's so difficult to ask.
The government
has
no way of proving to the government
he's married. Well, from the government, maybe divorced civilly.
At least, I don't know if he was once married to two people.
I'll tell you now, there is another bit which we can easily fall in, and we don't know, that Rabbonim don't know. For example, if a couple had their first marriage annulled, they have a right when they remarry, they ask in the license, were you ever married before? No. They have a right to say we never married before. Since the first marriage was annulled, they can say we never married before. The rabbi looks at the license, never married before, he has nothing to be choshish. And then if they were married, and especially in the case of a woman, she's still an HSC, married.
What does that mean,
though? Within 5 years, a couple could have their marriage annulled. They don't have to go through
it. Right.
I think so.
There's no divorce.
I remember there was a case like this 5 years. I don't know, maybe now they've changed it, maybe it's only 3 years, but this is it.
Whatever it is.
But that's where we fall in. If they tell us they were never married before, we're trying to ascertain from the license. If you don't get a... I always ask, but that's why I'm not so anxious to be a Masada Kiddush. I'm very, very seldom Masada Kiddush. But for this reason, never know that you can easily fall in. We get it. We get it, you know. And get it, Shasachmol. If I'm afraid, if I have a chashash, I've been married before. So I try to, you know, I'm not responsible for previous marriages. Let the Masada Kiddush, let it find out. That's it. You made it again. Okay, let's finish that Ramah. We're still in the middle of the Ramah. So what is it? She has to bring a raya that the other couple was there. Oitovi edem misire shezehu shegiri shasishtu. Yeshemim dem shemis amagarshim shovoi. Ava pi shein shemis amnoshim shovoi. This is the machlekes rishenim. Mekol mokum yichtivu simen bemegarish oi besatkinu shalot. What we discussed before. Because in the Mishnah only talk about Yosef and Shimon. The Hakpodi is that the two Megarshan have the same name. And what about the women? So, that's the Machlet. Oi, Shechat Kohen, I told you that's also in the Mishnah. Vashani Eni Kohen. Velachei Noah Gelosis Aged Varabim in the public. Shemoi Be'ir Be'ishish Mishen Shovim. So yeah, it's like I said, the other couple should be there. No, that's in the small community. So that isn't
there. They're not
nice.
What does that help if they're there?
Well, that's the mission. The mission says that. 2 years of Shimon, the other couple should be there too. So a woman could not maintain she's divorced. There could be no mistake, but the Aiden will remember. That's, of course, in a small community that I get once in a while.
Why should they be there? Why don't we just say that we should have Aiden there? Because Aiden will know that this couple that got divorced and that's the other couple. I'm saying what they have, why they should be there.
Which they?
The other Yosef for sure. His wife. The other Yosef for sure by himself.
No, so the Rambam, no, suppose the Aiden go away. They go to America. That's what they just said to you. They go in Dinas Hayam, or they go elsewhere, or they die, so you won't have Aiden. But if it's between the Rabbim, they will all know.
Why doctrine just the other Yosef and Shimon?
So they'll know that it's which Yosef and Shimon, that no other Yosef and Shimon will claim. What is that 2 Yosef and Shimon in the community?
Right.
This is what the mission talks about. The 2 Yosef and Shimon in the community, that the halacha is, that no couple should divorce unless they're in the presence of the other couple.
I understand why.
In order that there should never come to pass a mistake that the other couple is divorced. Suppose the other couple... Let's say the woman wants to be divorced and her husband refuses to give her a gift. Or she'll say, I was divorced so many years ago. And if she gets hold of that too, that's Gerasim. Out of the get, especially get those days they didn't have to. It's a the get. That the get that says her name, her husband's name.
So why, so I don't understand why her being there will prevent the, she'll be there at the get from the first one.
But I will make
sure. She'll want to be divorced and she'll go get the get and do the same thing anyway, whether she's there or she
wasn't
there.
No, as long as the public
will
know.
I would think that doing it for Robin would help.
Apparently this is what they assume. They assume that this will get publicity. The two couples were there at the time, and they make sure which one of the two it is.
But this is only when her name is the same, yeah, like the name of the other girl.
Right. This is the ganze Shaila. Do we have Shem Yisrael Moshem also Shava or not? That's the ganze Machlek.
No, the Moshem
is Pnei. Pnei, we don't make it Barabim. And in general, do we know, as I told you before, the Mishnah talks about a case where they know the Ferish that is Tushna Yosemite. Here we don't know the Ferish. If we know the Ferish, we talk, I should invite the other couple to be present.
One more, my couple.
Huh?
One more.
I don't know, I'm feeling the rush. All
right.
That's
no, I'll leave the next one. The next one is All right. What are we talking about?
But this is not a kinyan. This is the other opposite of a kinyan. Yeah. Of course, the kiddushin certainly.
No, she's the queen. She didn't knock herself into herself, the woman.
No.
Yeah, the queen is asthma, no?
Queen is asthma, instead. Okay, Emma Gash and the Shabbos, and the Yadan Erev Shabbos likewise, because Erev Shabbos, you have to be clear before Shabbos. It might draw you into shop. Then my show tzricha leka, so then shchid mela, I should talk about a vachayli. He was very sick, he took very sick. He was afraid he might not live another day. And there are no children. And she'll be an aguna because she won't be able to get chalitza from her brother-in-law, who knows where he is. So therefore the husband is good enough to give her a get, in order she shouldn't be chalit. The road to the gosh, the day she loyti zochikli yavet. So the din is like this. Im a get birishu, so the get, in other words, was written already. But they didn't give it to her yet. Is yikne lo oisoi, he can be makna them get to her, the siske...
Now that means that... Makna
birishus, that's it. He should be makne the rishus where the get is placed, and along with that goes the get. We had it, we didn't, we'll have it later. The chotz of the gita, the tiske boy, or the get shebisur. The emi, ha shebeloi tiltu, kigoyin, shein, I get munach the rishus, or it's because somebody else's rishus. Is yitlana biyoda viyitnana lo? And the Yeshem and the Zaman Azeh, the Kosan Turdish, was a ganze Shaila, the get is Mukze. Well, there, the Kosan Turdish Ralpeh is Mutter at Tatu get Bishabbat, because when you learn, your Makva, your Shur, Shura Bashur, it's not Mukze.
What do you mean now?
You're listening to the Holy Land Din and Gitma.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have a get, the Yalisqray, the Dihaloche,
yeah, yeah.
So it's not Mukze.
She's
going to
get on Shabbos.
How could she
be
going to get on Shabbos?
She's going
to get on Shabbos. She's going to get
on Shabbos. She's going
to get on Shabbos. She's going to get on Shabbos. And this is... She'll need it for a lot of pizza and chosa. What does she need? A piece of paper. It's it's what it represents is the dissolution of a marriage, not the acquirement of the piece of paper.
But you could have Kedushin and Shabbos too, you can't be the Yevet. Is that Kinyon?
The Yevet is a Kinyon, sure, because Kinyonim on Shabbos is only the Abonim. It's only the Abonim.
You said Chomet, and that's Pesach in Shabbos.
Emergency stuff from the Pesach, like a Shabbos. What type of thing is Chomet? Chomet, Shabbos. Shabbos.